is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Ukrainian capital. Russian drones and ballistic missiles have killed at least 9 people and injured 63. Weeks of negotiations to end the war appear to have been for naught. The main sticking point, Russia's insistence that Ukraine recognize the Russian-occupied Crimean Peninsula as Russian, not Ukrainian territory. The BBC's John Donison is in Kyiv.
That is really a non-starter for President Zelensky. He has said that would be against the country's constitution. And at this stage, it's quite difficult to see this. Despite the urgency that America has to get some sort of deal done, we think President Trump wants to do it within his first 100 days in office.
China says President Trump's assertion that the two sides are involved in active negotiations over tariffs is incorrect. It says any suggestion of progress is as groundless as, quote, trying to catch the wind. China did say it's open to talking. A dozen states have sued the Trump administration, claiming the president doesn't have the power to impose tariffs on China or any other country absent an emergency. Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays.
The tariffs are illegal. And if allowed to stand, they will drastically increase prices.
A federal judge in Atlanta today may permanently block the Trump administration from canceling the visas of 133 international students.
The case represents the largest challenge to the Trump administration's cancellation of international student visas, and Atlanta immigration attorney Charles Cook says they have one goal today.
We will ask the judge to permanently order the government to restore our client, all of our clients, all 133 of them, to valid student status in the United States.
The judge ordered the administration to temporarily restore the student status ahead of this hearing. The government argues that the students could go through a separate process to have their status restored. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
Opening statements began Wednesday in the retrial of Harvey Weinstein, the disgraced movie producer who's facing rape and sexual assault charges. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson on why Weinstein's 2020 conviction was overturned.
Because the jury heard about allegations that weren't actually part of the allegations that could give rise to the crime, meaning basically, the jury heard testimony from women that they should not have heard from.
A 250,000 NFL fans expected to be in Green Bay, Wisconsin for the NFL draft tonight. The Titans have the first overall pick. They're expected to select Miami quarterback Cam Ward. Titans general manager Mike Borgonzi.
Competitive edge that he has, you can feel that. He's very intelligent. You know, we've had him on the board several times.
Green Bay is the smallest city to host the NFL draft. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office is leading the investigation after a Racine police officer shot a suspect during an armed home invasion Tuesday night. The Kenosha-Racine Area Investigative Team, also known as CRATE, is a group of investigators from multiple local agencies in both counties. That team was activated in an effort to get as much evidence as possible in an objective way. The suspect was taken into custody with a minor injury. A Kenosha student who concealed a gun in a sensitive area during a December school incident will serve 1 year in juvenile detention. Judge Kirkman ordered the 16-year-old to detention after the student admitted to bringing a loaded gun to Indian Trail and making threats via Snapchat. The countdown clock has almost run out. The NFL draft starts today. Lisa Hale has the latest from Titletown.
Hundreds upon thousands of people are expected to be part of the NFL draft activities in the Lambeau Field area. Green Bay Police, Brown County Sheriff's deputies, and other public safety officials have been running scenarios to be prepared. One national law enforcement agency has been there and done that and will be lending its expertise to the mix. The FBI helps with public safety during the draft every year. Like they did for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee last year, the FBI has been monitoring for potential online and in-person threats. Special Agent in Charge Michael Hensel says there are no known threats to the draft this year.
It's been 5 years since they collected, but payment is coming due. There's been a big change with student loan repayments, and you can read all about it today online. Go deeper about the loan repayment timeline and how it impacts people around here at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The draft is here. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the NFL draft gets underway tonight. Thousands of fans from all around arriving. Network broadcasts. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst on the Rich Eisen Show says with the 23rd pick overall tonight, expect the unexpected.
It's one of those things, I think, and it's so unpredictable, but I do think it's a good draft class, and I think certainly where we're picking, I think there's going to be a really good player that's going to help our football team, and mm-hmm. we're really focused on making sure we've got a good young team. We're really excited about it, and we're really excited to add, you know, not only a really good player, but a culture guy as well.
Baseball, the Brewers losing last night to the Giants 4-2. Concern for catcher William Contreras, who was injured sliding into third base in the sixth inning.
We'll check him out. We'll see what it is. He had like an issue with his side. We're hoping it's nothing more serious than it just, you know, locked up on him a little bit. So we hope it's nothing more serious.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 53 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, some showers after midnight. Our low 44. Tomorrow, cloudy with some rain and thunderstorms. And the rain could be heavy with a quarter to a half inch or more. 56 the high on Saturday. Sunny with a high in the upper 40s. Upper 50s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Somewhat odd thing happened to me a couple of months ago. I lost my wedding ring. I was in one of those, a divorce. And now I have to find somebody new, which is easier said than done, because I was married for so long. I have nothing. I have no game. I don't know where the stadium is anymore. Because I'm so trained as a husband, you know, that's all I know. I'm just going to be staggering up to women in bars. Excuse me, I saw you sitting there all by yourself. And I just thought you might have a long list of chores and errands you wanted me to do. Maybe tomorrow I'll come by your place and drive your mom to Target. And when I get back, you can be angry at me because I didn't realize something you thought.
Darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night. Touch the sound of silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. The
that I do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. Echoing the wills of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering.
Simon & Garfunkel, Sounds of Silence. Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. I want to thank you for joining me. I'm Don Rosen. It's 6:11 right now. We're looking for a partly sunny day today with a high near 57. Cloudy, chance of showers tonight. Lows 44, showers tomorrow. Highs 55, but what a weekend. Sunny with a high near 49 Saturday. Sunny with a high near 56 on Sunday. Looking good. Right now it's 49 degrees at Radio Park. Coming up after 7 o'clock, part two to the history of Elmwood Plaza. Carol Gianforte and Jim Mercier are going to be in here talking about the history of Elmwood Plaza, part two, a little after 7 o'clock this morning. But right now, yeah, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, the Zombies. Time of the season right here at WRJN.
It's the time of the season. When love runs high in this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone it's the time of the season for
what's your name?
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show? To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for.
Rich like me, has he taken
any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
We'll be right back.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJM with the Zombies, time of the season, 6:15. A pleasant good morning, looking for a partly sunny day with a high near 57, cloudy 49 degrees right now here at Radio Park. This kind of skipped by us. Yesterday was World Book Day. The United Nations made an official holiday in 1995. It's April 23rd because William Shakespeare died 409 years ago on April 23rd in 1616. So what was the last book you read? Well, if you can't remember, you're not alone. A poll found one-third of Americans haven't read a book in at least a year. My wife and I read books all the time now. She reads them to me. I love it. We lay in bed, she reads them to me. She's such a great reader. She's better than I would ever be reading it to myself, so just reads them to me, and I love it. I really do. All right, we got the best of Pete Schwabba this week for the rest of the week. And let's check in with Pete and the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. What better game than Monopoly to create a bidding war? There was a competition by studios over a competition series based on the board game, and Netflix is the winner. Variety reports the show is being described as a large-scale social experiment contest that will force contestants to form alliances and betray their competitors. They must walk the line between capitalism and chaos in a cutthroat race to own it all. I think I hate it already. Monopoly debuted in 1935, courtesy of Parker Brothers, and has since sold about 275 million copies worldwide. First, it was people dancing and singing while watching Wicked in theaters that annoyed theatergoers. Now, it's teenage boys who are clapping and cheering during the record-breaking Minecraft movie. In some ways, this is worse than Wicked, because parents who take their kids have to witness this after probably not wanting to set foot in a theater to see Minecraft in the first place. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Something big is happening at Racine Riverside Marine. It's the 2025 Spring Launch and Open House event, Saturday, May 3rd, starting at 10 a.m. with Smith Nelson Project playing from 6 to 9 p.m. Pico's Food Truck will serve up delicious food, while free ice-cold beer and soda will keep the good vibes flowing. Win raffle prizes and get out on the water in a Robalo test boat ride. New vibe, new theme, same legendary marina. Stop by Racine Riverside Marine at 950 Erie Street for all your boating needs and launch into spring the right way.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, starting May 3rd, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
backstabbers. Everybody knows a backstabber, especially at work, huh? Yeah. I think if I ask anybody, have you ever been stabbed in the back at work? Everybody's got a story. It happened to me, too, when I was at my first radio station. The backstabbers, they're everywhere. All right, spring cleaning now includes managing your digital clutter. According to a new survey, 59% of people would rather wash dishes than face their digital files. 23% would rather get their annual physical. And, of course, there are two big forces working against us. The fear of deleting something we might need later. That's me. And procrastination. Now, I'm always afraid, oh, if I get rid of this now, maybe I'll need it. I'll just store it in one of my files. I don't get rid of it. It's like moving a box in your basement from one side of the room to the other. I mean, you don't get rid of it. It's just, you know.
You broke my heart because I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down. Do you love me? I can feel it move. Do you love me? I'm in the groove. Do you love me? Do you love me? Now that I can dance. Watch me now. Hey. Work, work, work it out, baby. Work, work. Well, you driving me crazy. Work, work. Just a little bit so.
Me, local news, Tamla's Hits at WRJN. Partly sunny on tap today. Highs 57. Going to be a nice day. Cloudy 49 right now here at Radio Park. You know, there are videos online now of people in Walmart freaking out because there are anti-theft locks on their meat. Some locations have been doing it for a while, probably in higher crime areas. I understand why Walmart's doing it. I watch a lot of these YouTube videos of people shoplifting from Walmart. I don't even know how they're making any money at Walmart with all this stuff being stolen. Of course, if you watch the YouTube videos, they always catch the shoplifter. But how many shoplifters don't they catch, huh? All right, 627 coming up at 7:05 today. We've got Carol Gianforte and Jim Basir. We're going to talk about part two of the history of Elmwood Plaza here in Racine. Should be fun. But right now, I got the Classics 4, Traces, here at WRJN.
Faded photographs, covered now with lines and creases, tickets torn in half. Memories in bits and pieces, traces of love long ago that didn't work out right.
ribbons from her hair, souvenirs of days together, the ring she used to wear, pages from an old love letter, traces of love. Traces of love with me tonight. I close my eyes and say a prayer that in her heart she'll find a trace of love still there somewhere.
Yost in the Classics for Traces, 629 at WRJN. All right, Ben Affleck says his kids have to have jobs to learn the importance of hard work and the value of money. He recently had to tell his son no to a pair of $6,000 sneakers. I can't believe there's a parent on the planet would give their kids a $6,000 pair of sneakers. I mean, my mother used to go to Stride Rite Shoes when I was growing up. $7 for shoes. That's the most we're spending. It's 6:30 at WRJN now.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
All right, 6:30 on the noggin. Let's check our local news this morning, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A former Whitewater student who threatened to use chlorine gas against police attempting to take his guns has pleaded guilty to possessing items for making chemical weapons. A statement from federal prosecutors says James Morgan posted violent anti-government rhetoric online and built homemade weapons, including pipe bombs and acid spraying devices. He's already serving a 2-year sentence for explosives, but now Morgan now faces life in prison when sentenced on the new guilty plea August 1st. The FBI found his stash of weapons during a 2023 raid after years of monitoring his social media activity. Prosecutors say his posting history included racist threats and talk about building militias. The Kenosha Racine Area Investigative Team was activated Tuesday after that shooting involving a Racine officer. Police responded to an armed home invasion where gunfire was exchanged. The investigative team, known as CRATE, is a joint team of investigators from Kenosha and Racine counties. They gathered the evidence into the officer-involved shooting, with the Kenosha County Sheriff's Office taking the lead. The Racine Police Department is handling the criminal case regarding the armed invasion. The suspect was taken into custody with minor injuries. Kenosha's Planned Commission will hear about another new U-Line project tonight. The company's latest warehouse project would add over 1.2 million square feet to the company's growing local footprint. U-Line employs over 3,800 people at their Kenosha County operations. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
If you've been paying attention to some agriculture news, you know that HPAI H5N1 is a hot topic right now. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Keith Polson, the director of the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Lab in Madison, is here to explain why this is not a food safety issue when it comes to dairy products, and how having many government agencies working on this issue is making it a bit more difficult.
I always start and finish with the same thing, is that pasteurization is 100% effective. So this is not a food safety issue, and that's where dairy farmers need to understand that. This is a disease of animals, but it's complicated because milk in the cow is a USDA jurisdiction, milk in the tank is an FDA jurisdiction, and then the humans that work on the farm, that's a CDC thing, and they all have competing missions, which makes life a little bit challenging sometimes when you're dealing with giant federal agencies.
Polson also says that when a cow does get sick, it costs the producer around $191 per cow per lactation. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
June Dairy Month is a special time to celebrate, enjoy, and support Wisconsin's proud dairy tradition. Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin plays a key role in promoting and marketing the state's dairy industry year-round. Gary Cohn, the organization's director for District 3, which includes Lincoln, Oneida, Price, and Taylor counties, shares what he enjoys most about June Dairy Month, along with the ways that people can get involved and learn more.
Participating in dairy breakfast, you know, just going to visit the people and see how excited they are to actually come out to the farms and see what we're doing. So I would encourage everybody, you know, to discover the taste and support their local dairy farmers during June Dairy Day at their local dairy farms. And the breakfast can be located by visiting wisconsindairy.org/JDM. And that should get you to the website where and show you where the local breakfasts are at.
June will be here before you know it, so explore local June Dairy Month events and discover ways to celebrate Wisconsin's dairy industry all year round.
I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at some agriculture news. Recently, the FDA has suspended the proficiency testing for Grade A raw milk. DACEP says that currently they are not aware of any testing being impacted within the state of Wisconsin, but they do anticipate more states sending their milk to Wisconsin to be tested, as Wisconsin currently has staff certified to conduct the testing. Also, Dairies Foundation is now accepting applications for its next round of grant funding. Grants can be upwards of $10,000 and are available for new programs that benefit the dairy industry. The deadline to apply is June 1st. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
WRJN weather. Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 53 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, some showers after midnight. Our low 44. Tomorrow, cloudy with some rain and thunderstorms. And the rain could be heavy with a quarter to a half inch or more. 56 the high on Saturday. Sunny with a high in the upper 40s. Upper 50s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Yeah, when I was a kid, my mom wouldn't let me eat sugar. Which is child abuse, right? My parents are having Cap'n Crunch and Cocoa Puffs. I just sit down to shredded wheat. Not the cute ones with the frosted tips. Bales of hay. It's all right, Mom. I'm just mashing the rotting bananas. We'd get shredded wheat for breakfast, and then at night she'd turn around and serve Spam. Right. I'm like, do you care about us or not? We don't even know what's in Spam. Whatever didn't make it into the hot dog. I mean, they leave the slime right in there. What does it matter? Just no expiration date. Best if not used, really. You know all the email in your junk folder at home? There's a reason they call that Spam.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Mm-hmm.
for the night time, to forget the day, a day of uptight time, baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation, and it's time to groove. I thank the Lord for the night time, I thank the Lord for you. Talk about plans now, baby, I got plenty. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. Day of uptight time, baby, chase it away. Chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to groove. I thank the Lord for a night time. I thank the Lord for you. Thank the Lord for the night time, to forget the day, day of uptight time, baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation, it's the time to groove. I thank the Lord for the night time, thank the Lord for you. Now,
that's Neil Diamond. Thank the Lord for the nighttime 640. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for a partly sunny day today with a high near 57. Cloudy, 49 degrees right now at Radio Park. I see the FDA is phasing out the use of artificial dyes by the end of next year. Now, the dyes are used in a lot of colorful snacks like Flamin' Hot Cheetos. You didn't think that was natural, that color, did you? Mountain Dew, Baja Blast, Skittles, M&M's, Pop-Tarts, Kool-Aid, Starburst, Twinkies, Airheads, NyQuil, and my favorite, Lucky Charms. Please don't screw around with the Lucky Charms. Keep them the way they are. 641, local news, timeless hits, WRGN with Neil Sedaka. cha-cha-cha. Neil Sedaka, O'Carroll, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. So what do you think? Should we do this next year? A radio station in San Francisco played 24 hours of nature sounds for Earth Day the other day. Each hour, different kinds of nature sounds from different parts of the planet. They went to all different countries. Actually, it sounds nice and relaxing, like you can go to sleep to it. But that's what radio stations don't want. They don't want you to go to sleep to their radio station. They want you to stay awake and listen. Also had a hit with that song, too, Barbara Ann. 646, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Looking for baseball? We've got baseball tonight. The Brewers are still on the West Coast in the city by the bay. They're playing the San Francisco Giants this afternoon, 2:10, right here on WRJN. Hey, you never know when you'll meet the one. The Minnesota couple named Hannah Bullerman and Alec Hoffman started dating after Hannah ordered food and Alec was her Grubhub driver. Now they're getting married next year. Anna says it was love at first bite. Got a story later on about two people that actually met when they were premature babies in the hospital. And they eventually got married. I got that story coming up a little later on for you. You got to listen to that one. 646, local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their Mimosa Kringle. O&H's signature orange filling makes it deliciously refreshing. But that's not all. O&H has taken an extra step and made it even better with champagne-flavored icing topped with white chocolate pearls. Be sure to stop in and pick up one this week. And while there, grab a loaf of O&H's Oven Fresh Country French Bread. It's just $4.75 a loaf all this week. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
WRJN is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WRJN.com, for details.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
So, you want to buy a house. You could go online, do your research, find the dream listing, go see it, and get catfished. Back to the drawing board. More scheduling, more viewings, more, this doesn't even look like the photos. You could finally find one that does match the photos. Then comes the offer. Stress rush? Yep, make that three. And here's the paperwork. Yep, never-ending paperwork. It's a lot. But you don't have to do it alone. Because there's an agent who's a realtor here to guide and help protect you as you find the home that's right for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. Right by you.
Good morning, doctor.
Doctor?
Hi, doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep to your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
I think Dave Crosby was in this group. I can't think of the other person who was in here. Another big person in Buffalo Springfield. I'll have to look it up. For what it's worth, 652, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. So the Department of Transportation announced passenger rights. I bet you never knew you had those, huh? Where airlines will be required to refund passengers in cash for any long delays or cancellations. The DOT is also requiring airlines to give cash refunds on luggage if your bags are lost and not delivered to you within 12 hours. I had my bag lost once. They delivered it here to the radio station because I said, don't deliver it to my porch at home. No one's home. And the new rules also force airlines to refund you for extra services you specifically paid for and didn't get. If they don't have Wi-Fi, they have to pay you. Premium seat selections, they got to pay you. In-flight entertainment, they got to pay you. Sounds like a fun time flying. Then it sounds like they're not doing anything. All they do is have to keep refunding your money. 6:53, local news, timeless hits. Tommy James and the Shondells. I think we're alone now.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. And so
It's Tommy James of the Shondells. He's a disc jockey now. He's very good, too. I've heard him on the radio. He's very good. I think we're alone now. It's 6:55 at WRJN. Partly sunny today with a high near 57. Cloudy chance of showers tonight. Lows around 44. Showers tomorrow, 55 the high. Nice weekend. Sunny Saturday and Sunday, 49 the high. Saturday, 56 on Sunday. Right now, 49 and cloudy here at Radio Park. All right, a third of Americans say they wouldn't actually mind living in a van down by the river. 30,000 people polled, 36% said van life is something they'd consider. Now, before you think living in a van is glamorous, watch the Academy Award-winning movie Nomadland with Frances McDormand. Guaranteed, you're going to change your mind. It's a great movie. You should watch it, but living in a van is not that glamorous. Dusty Springfield, 6:56 at WRJN. Wishing and hoping.
Wishing and hoping. Thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. So if you're looking to find love, you can share. All you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and love him and show him that you care.
Springfield, wishing, hoping, 6:59 here at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. All right, check out this story. A 35-year-old guy in England just proposed to his girlfriend while running the London Marathon with a refrigerator strapped to his back. He proposed at the 25-mile mark and finished in under 6 hours. Now, cops had to stop him during a training run a few months back because they thought he was a burglar stealing a refrigerator. What burglars put a refrigerator on their back? He did the fridge thing to raise money for diabetes research. He's been trying to break a world record for the fastest marathon with an appliance strapped to your back. Maybe you should start with a small blender. Maybe that would help. Looks like he fell short of that, but big congrats. He's now engaged with the refrigerator strapped to his back. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about the history of Elmwood Plaza, part two. Is it Dieu? Is it part Dieu, they say in French. We're going to do that coming up in just a moment. Carol G and Forte, Jim Messier here. But right now, it's 7 o'clock on the nose. Let's do it.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, receive Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. At least 8 people have been killed in the Ukrainian capital Kyiv in Russian airstrikes. Rescuers are searching rubble for survivors. The BBC's John Donison filed this report just as part of a building was collapsing near him.
This is a residential neighborhood about 15 minutes from the center of Kyiv, where one of the ballistic missiles struck. And all the buildings here have had their windows blown out, the balconies ripped apart. And just to the other side, a whole apartment block has been completely flattened.
President Volodymyr Zelensky cut short his official visit to South Africa to return home. Fears of empty store shelves, higher prices, and increasing inflation have apparently had an effect on the president, says CBS's Jared Hill.
President Donald Trump signaled he could soon be cutting tariffs.
Over the next 2-3 weeks, we'll be setting the number.
Potentially, including China, despite no talks currently scheduled between the two countries. U.S. trade with China has already plummeted.
China today denied its negotiations.